As we approach August, the severe storm season in the Ozarks will turn from tornado-producing storms to those that produce isolated damaging winds. The two most common threats for this time of the year are rainfall and lightning. Steve Reynolds, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Springfield, says the tornado-producing season is over, but severe weather is still a threat to the Ozarks.
Additionally, March through early June is our prime time of the year. So from a sense of tornadoes, large hail, yes, but we are turning into a different season in which damaging winds, flash flooding, and lightning all need to be still watched out for.
Flash flooding tends to increase, and because of more outdoor activities, lightning causes more fatalities. Nationwide, there has been about a 20% decrease in tornadoes compared to normal. In the state of Missouri, the average number of tornadoes is about 33, which occur mainly during the spring to early summer. To date, only about 20 tornadoes have been reported. Lindsay Day is a meteorologist for Color 10 TV.
As far as, you know, what we can typically expect for the rest of the summer, I mean, it gets hot, it gets humid. Typically, our high temperatures are going to be near 90 degrees. In the heat of the summer, we're going to get that humidity coming up from the Gulf.
While this week is abnormally cold, Day expects summer heat and humidity to return to the Ozarks this summer.
Heat is always an issue, especially because that's the number one weather-related killer. So that's something that we always have to be cautious about, especially in this part of the country for this time of year.
So while the peak of severe weather season has passed, there are still potentially dangerous weather conditions to be aware of. For KSMU News, I'm Taylor Vance.